Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
See you. there's a Super Bowl going on right now. And I'm hearing a bit of a banger. I have a special friend of the Live Conversations Radio Network and assistant working it out behind the scenes. And
be my ears tonight, sweetie, because I'm hearing me twice. Which is kind of funny because the number two is running today. Yeah, okay, we're going to go with it unless you guys tell me something different. Okay, I see Tanya, Sweet Tea from D.C., always holding it down and joining us. I'm going to try something real quick. Yeah, we're flowing. We just have access to the studio. And we're all by ourselves.
And we can
handle this.
Yes, we can. Amber just did. What's up, family? I'm so weird stepping in the studio. You're hearing echo. I know I play with ghosts, but let's stop that. I can't have you coming twice in my ear. That's a mess. All right, you got my full attention. I'm with you. Hello, family. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. So excited to be with you tonight. I am. I don't know if you guys are at parties where you're sneaking and you're listening to me. The fact that there are people even on the phone lines right now shocks me every time at this year. But listen, let me tell you something. Last year, I called Super Bowl game. Yeah, I gave it to the Ravens. And, of course, it was nothing sports statistics related. It was all my kooky way of playing with animals. So I wrote in the description, and I'm telling you right now, before everything gets popping, Broncos is spanking them hineys tonight. I'm sorry, Seahawks. What if I'm wrong? Remember what I said. I don't even watch the game. I just watch for the commercials. But what a fun way to celebrate with all this machismo energy running. So, yes, we needed Bridget Bryant, the goddess out of California, to take us to a soft place tonight. Because maybe not everybody's into football, right? You know, maybe you're not. Maybe you'd rather play with tarot and see what your week is going to be like and what's showing up in your life. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know if you guys were able to keep up with the energy, but I am someone who is aware, and I do not say that in a vain ego way. Please trust me. But, whoa, when I go back and I, like, really break down the stuff that was happening to you this week, if you found yourself crying, if you found yourself being hijacked by people, yet it happened to me. I'll share it later. If you find yourself being hijacked by people, if you find that you're just really in this crazy, tense place, well, hey, guess what? We passed the cross-quarter energy from winter solstice in December to spring, which is coming. We are at the midpoint. But looky here, don't rush your babies, okay? That's just a little beginning. That's the kind of show we're going to have tonight on the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. 347-426-3346 is the number if you'd like to play with me and get your cards read. I'll read you with love, of course, because we use the Mother Peace Tarot deck, and they're very gentle, very compassionate. So let me take a deep breath. Welcome all of you in, and for all of you who listen on the archives, thank you so much for going back and listening, because regardless of what time you listen, you are always on time. And I'd like to also say hey to Within Radio listeners. I'll be joining your network real soon. Probably in March. So let me just go ahead and say hi to you because you might very well hear this show again. And remember, it's all fresh. It's all new. So happy Chinese New Year. Happy New Moon in Aquarius this week. What else? Happy Feast Day of Oya, which is today. I'll tell you about her. Happy Feast Day of Bridget the Bride, which was yesterday, which is formerly known as a holiday to celebrate the beginning of spring for the Irish calendar. Now, what I want to know before I get into the housekeeping about the other shows is this. How in the world did the feast day of Bridget out of Ireland on February 1st and the feast day of Olya, which is an Orisha, a goddess of change and transformation and hurricanes and winds, end up with feast days one day after the other. Now, I don't believe that the people who set up this stuff really decided that, yeah, we're going to do this to recognize these sisters. But I really do believe synchronistically that there was an energy form that you're going to remember that we're sisters, even if you don't know. And why do I call them sisters? Because they both play with fire. They both play with healing. Olya does it with lightning. Bridget has a flame. Beautiful manifestation of fiery energy that's usually seen as masculine, because fire is a masculine energy, but that doesn't mean that fire doesn't show up in a feminine way, and Bridget and Olya are powerful representations of that. So we're going to get into that as well. It's going to be fun. I see you, Laurie in Memphis. Hey, girl. I'll be coming to you in just a second. Let me just introduce you beautiful people to the other shows that we've got going on. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping before I go off in my numbers game. Whew. I had a lot running through me, but there's a lot running today, right? Yes, indeed. And in case I haven't told you, Bridget Bryant, you can find her on Facebook. And this is how you spell her name, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Look her up on Facebook. You could check her out on YouTube. Check out Soft Place. And remember to create those places for yourself. And don't forget to tell her that I sent you. Celeste Morgan played your song, Soft Place, during the Super Bowl. I'm looking for a soft place with all these men running around with their helmets. Okay, let me stop. Told you, I'm in a studio by myself. Yvette's with me. She's on my back. Well, life coach today, the head of the network. Nowhere around, so I'm cutting up. Breathe. So let's get to some quick housekeeping. I want to tell you about the other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Each host has a commitment in supporting you to be the change you want to see, starting with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. Get ready for some soul food for your consciousness. The Brothers panel is coming back tomorrow to find out what's on your heart. It's an open forum, and ladies, if there's anything you want to know that you've been afraid to ask, tomorrow is the day to get her done. Call in. These guys are beautiful. They'll walk you through anything. We'll answer your questions. Big hearts and great souls. So that's going to be powerful. Then on Thursday, we have Mombasa Safira, and she wants to know if you played with yourself today. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, if not, you have a standing invitation on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Self-love looks real good on you. So make sure you go visit her. You definitely want to try it. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And it always takes you to new heights. You know, have you considered how your ancestral blueprints may be impacting your life today? So for a special treat, I want to guide you to the archives to check out last week's show where we got intimate with the internalized colonizer. Yeah, interesting, powerful stuff. You want to check that out. Then you got me on Sunday nights offering tarot and numerology on a celestial show at 8 p.m. Eastern to get you more clarity about your life's journey. We are all here to support you in fulfilling your mission, and as you reach your destination, we get even closer to ours. We need each other because we are each other. So, yes, I want to welcome you. You're listening to The Celestial Show. It's Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346 if you'd like to play today. I got something to clear up that I said last week. I want to make sure I do that for my dear priestess, Carly Jackson, who we often play her music, We Are One, on this show. And Carly called in for a reading, and the card that showed up was Hang One, which I said was 13. Now, pull out your notebooks from last week, and if you got 13 by Hanged One, babies, that's wrong. It's the number 12, which means that there were some other gifts that Carly did not get to receive. So I want to make sure you guys get them as well. I want you to understand that even in messages, or even in errors and messages, there are still messages that are coming through. I said 13, that's death. old stuff got to die for new stuff to come through. But when you do that, the new stuff, 12, is the porcupine and medicine cards, and it's innocence and joy. And so on top of letting go of old paradigms and stepping into your power, I would also add from last week's reading that you do what you love and the love will find you. Yes, that's my prayer. That's what's up. That's the housekeeping. So let's get into what's moving this week. Today we had news break about one of my favorite actors. Philip Seymour Hoffman has made his transition. He is now an ancestor. And because I have moved through so much in my life through the arts and culture, Philip has always been a source of inspiration. Not that I knew him, but I knew his fire by the performances he gave. So to a phenomenal actor, I want to say to you, Philip, with my listeners, that even in the wake of your darkest moments, you still left us gifts. So I will not grieve your life, for your life was one of creation. I only grieve when there is nothing left behind. So safe travels, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and job well done. May you find healing in the land behind the sun. I'm sending you and all of yours life to stay adjust to your transition. And as we, the people on the sidelines, learn to adjust as well. Thank you for your expression, and thank God for your gift. Okay. Let's get into it. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Welcome to Change with a Willing Heart. You can join this conversation by calling 347-4266, 347-426-3346, or you can check out my Facebook page, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, if you have any questions. So today is Groundhog's Day, and the Super Bowl is on tonight. All right, I told you I predicted the Broncos are going to win, but I just cheated and found out they're not doing so well right now, but we're not invested because we're really spending this night to focus on you, to create soft places in your life so we can get a clue about what's going on. So are you experiencing shifts and challenges that have you feeling stuck? There are some powerful forces in the air, and these tools, the people, the goddesses that I talk to you about can help you on a journey. You know, we talked about the feast day of Oya, and she's a champion for women, and she brings the gift of change. So get ready to tap into your inner storm from X-Men. Absolutely. Or just remember that when change is no longer the boogeyman, you make more room for the good in your life. So we're going to talk about transformation through experiences and change with a willing heart, and we are ready to go to the cards. So I see there's someone in the chat room who has a question. Thank you for that, Miss Yvette. I appreciate you. God, you got to love the family on this crew of Life Conversations Radio Network. If I don't say it enough, Yvette, I'm nothing without you. Okay, I'm feeling really dramatic. All right, I'm going to go to Lori from Memphis. This is a dear friend of mine, a Facebook friend who I haven't met in person, but someone who is really close to my heart because I always go to her wall in the morning to get my morning inspiration. Lori in Memphis, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, Celeste, how are you today?
I am blessed and hyper, but happy to be here. Thank you for calling. You're not watching the Super Bowl tonight?
No, I don't do football.
Girl said, no, I don't do football. Well, I'm
no.
So glad you're playing with me. That's great.
It is. So
does that mean I can't get the score from you?
No, not tonight. I mean, I could pull it up on my phone, but no.
I just FB me if you see something. I only want to know who wins because I don't care. Okay,
exactly.
Moving on.
Exactly.
Yes. So okay. You have a question about an upcoming move, right?
I want to know if I can change my question.
You, of course, you can, darling.
I would like to know about my birthday. I have two master numbers, but I'm really not that familiar with numerology, and I was wondering if you could give me information on my birthday. It's November 22nd.
Okay.
My 1973, which was 10 years.
Up, girl. Oh, she went for the big guns. Okay, family, get ready. Pull out your notebooks because I am going to the birth card calculator for Yvette. Get out my head. You rock. she's working with me. She's beautiful. I'm about to say Yvette when I need to say Lori. Birth card calculator from tarot.com. Now, what we're going to find out for Lori, since she's so brave tonight, is what her birth cards are. What I love about birth cards, I don't get enough of an opportunity to even talk about it because people aren't instinctive or, you know, people don't think to ask that question. You know, they like, you know, if you play with tarot cards, then they like, okay, tell me my future. I'm like, you know, okay. But the reality is each single person was born with two or three birth cards that kind of define their purpose. And it really trips me out. I mean, it's kind of sick to say, but only because we have such an unhealthy relationship with death, which is a part of life. When people who are famous transition, I like to look up their birth dates to see how much they match their birth cards.
Okay.
I'm going to birth card calculator. I'm probably going to need you to birth card calculator. I love that question. What an evolved question. It's from, it's the Tarot School calculator, tarotschool.com calculator. And you said your birthday was November, right?
Yes, 11-22-1973.
22 is a master number of ascension up to the level of Buddha and Jesus. That I know by heart. 11-22-1973.
Yes.
Let me see what I have for you, dear. I don't. You have the same birth cards as me.
I wish I could see.
I know, right? Okay, I'm gonna put it in the. I'm gonna give it to you so you can see it. But Lori, you show up as star and strength, okay? Which is probably going to relate to your move a little bit. I was going to get to strength a little bit tonight, so thank you for guiding me to it, because strength and Mother Peace tarot cards show up as the goddess Bridget, who we're talking about tonight, since yesterday was her feast day. But let me tell you about star 17 and strength number 8. 17 star is the promise of optimism, future, and restoration. I don't know if you're familiar with tarot, but right before the star, there is a card called the Tower. And the Tower comes with lightning strikes and usually throws people off their equilibrium, like, what am I doing? But the star comes as number 17 to offer healing after that lightning strike. You restore yourself. You restore the land. You restore the people. How? With water. There is always a woman featured, usually nude, and she is pouring water into like a lake and then pouring water on the land. Now, water is a feminine element, and it represents receptivity. It represents connections with the womb, everything relating to life. Okay, so you've got water, star. Mm-hmm. The Aquarius is astrologically associated to the tarot card, the star. You just came off of a new moon in Aquarius. Aquarius is not water. It's air. It's the water bearer. So the 17th star in a lot of ways reminds us that part of our gift is bringing love and light to everybody else, because we can contain our emotions and we can create a safe place for other people to have theirs as well. And then you move on to number 8. Because you have all that restoration, you've got the strength card. 8 shows up as strength in traditional tarot. For me, it's justice. But we'll go with 8 is strength, because that's the majority of how people see it. And the 8 strength card features a woman who's robed, who's basically has a lion tamed. Now, this lion represents our lower base instincts, and the taming does not come from cruelty. The taming comes from persistence, persistent love, compassion, and gentleness. Real strength is about getting people to move with love, not move through fear or hate. Star strength, your cards, your birth cards, speak of someone who is focused on restoration and focused on gentle persistence. to be able to deal with life, to appreciate the Aquarian energy of new ideas and brightness. You got all this star energy. And then to also remember the fire of the lion, strength card, gentle persistence, taming that which cannot be tamed through love. Now, have I said anything that has not resonated with you, or you have
it
any
has.
Questions about?
Very
yeah, do
much
you feel?
Fun.
Do you feel like that's
no.
your life purpose?
I have been seeking out quite a bit, and I've been doing quite a bit of meditation. And I have a angel card deck. I'm not very familiar with tarot itself, but
mm-hmm.
it is a deck. It's a deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's a lot of the things that I have been told here recently by other people, not previous readings, but just in general, people that don't even know me have been saying that I'm a healer. That they believe that people find me very inspiring. I've gone through a great deal of trauma, but I have found the ability to spin the positive off of those things, and it's expressed through my writing. So I see how all of these things that you've stated tie into my life and my purpose going forward. It's just a matter of embracing those things
and when you said it though, it's just a matter of embracing those things. So that is a bit of a challenge, is what I just caught.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I have to have more faith in myself and my abilities. I'm about to be attuned for Reiki. I've got several ideas for some businesses that I would like to begin, and right now I'm just trying to get settled. All of it plays into it, and I have knowledge of the steps that need to be taken. I just have to act on those.
I hear you. I really do. And I send you love and blessings and invite you to check out Bridget the Bride, because she is the patron saint of poets and healers. But I know you are a poet, so tap into that energy as you read it and connect with her energy as well. And enjoy the rest of winter. Don't rush into spring, but allow everything else to come out naturally. You know, you won't have to fight so hard to make your voice heard. And you don't usually. It's a matter of actually using your voice is what I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lori, I thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for allowing me to go to tarotschool.com. Family, you can look up your birth cards too. Absolutely, tarotschool.com calculator to find out if you're purpose through the cards are showing up in your life. And if it's not, it's probably a deviation from something that you didn't even realize you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? So thank you, Lori. I thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Make
sure
you stay
tuned.
I will definitely do so.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Wow, that was Lori from Memphis, Tennessee. Birth card calculator. It's a great way to step into some introspective work for yourself. It's one of the first ways that I started to understand about me, and I always love finding other star strength sisters, since I am one as well. We are going to take a quick break. I want somebody to tell me about what's going on with the game. Facebook me. Don't call me, because I'm live. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information about how to get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. To get more information about a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Welcome back. That was Elaine Marie, who is the founder of Within Radio, where the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated, as well as the Celestial Show very shortly in March. So thank you, Elaine Marie, for that. I want to welcome Glenda, Live in Light, Sweet Tea Tanya, Yvette, who's helping me out, screening calls. I appreciate you. And Miss Lori, who is hanging on the line, you star strength, you. To the guests, Key Hypnosis. Oh, my goodness. What is Belle up to? What is Belle doing, Camille? I love hearing motherhood stories from you. I just have to say, when Belle couldn't find the bouillon or whatever, it cracked me up. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Camille is a Facebook friend, and she shares her life with us. I thank you so much for being here. I live vicariously through all of you. Now, I promised you a story before I go into a little bit more about the energy of the day, which is two high priestess. We did a show about that. So I'm really focused around the number 11, where the goddess Bridget shows up. But before I do that, I want to show you how you got to watch out for some horse energy. I have two children. I do. My oldest daughter tricked me yesterday. She sure did. She knew that the only way to get me out of the house, basically call me and hijacked me emotionally. Now, I don't condone this, and I don't say do this to people, but horse energy makes you really proactive. This 2014 Chinese New Year of the Wood Horse makes you really proactive, makes you really stand out and get what you want. You know, so I get a call, Mommy, I'm so upset. Can I come over? Can I see you? And blah, blah, blah. So I, of course, you know, of course, baby. So I meet her, and she looks at me with a straight face, no tears in her eyes, and says, I knew it was the only way I was going to get you was to tell you that. I bust out laughing. You know, I mean, life is so precious. And with the transitioning of Philip Seymour Hoffman, what I do realize is that for the people who love you so much that they will trick you into getting you outside the house, make it easy for them. Make it easy for you. Don't make yourself so hard to love and not accessible to love. I had so much fun with her last night. Quetta, my oldest daughter, naughty, naughty girl. Don't trick your mother like that again. But I had a great time hanging with you. You know, that's the horse. It's the win. I mean, how bold and brazen. Truly, she is my child. So I let you know that two is the number today. You know, you're listening to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. If you would like to find out what your birth cards are, if you'd like for me to pull your cards, if you just like to take a journey, you know, don't be afraid. Come out wherever you are. I'm always happy to read for you. It's such a pleasure. Let me give you a little bit about the strength card, since we have these fiery goddesses of Bridget and Oya who's dancing one day after the other. One of the reasons why I love my Mother Peace tarot card so much is that it features goddesses and women of different cultures, women of different races. Not that race exists, but I don't want to have a PC conversation right now. I just want to share with you some words that were gifted from Karen Vogel and Vicki Noble, who are the creators of the Mother Peace Tarot cards. And when they created the strength card at number 11, it was a really big deal, because in traditional tarot, 8 usually shows up as strength. and 11 shows up as justice. The Mother Peace Tarot flips the script and goes back to the way it was originally done. So the first card used to be 8 as justice and 11 as strength. And the reason why I co-sign on this so much is that we have a 7 chariot. We're in the 7th year, which is about victory. So why do you need more strength if you're victorious? No, you take that strength, or you take that victory and bring justice to it so that your brothers and sisters are taken care of as well as yourself. So I am fine putting strength at 11, especially when my strength card 11 shows up as the goddess Bridget. The Irish fairy goddess Bridget has come to her place of power. She's joined by 12 animals, and she makes the 13th. These animals know her well and trust her. She, in turn, feels safe enough to expose her passion for life and the earth. She holds out her ego in the shape of a small sun. With one sniff, the wolf knows where she's going next. So the strength card is about the inner fire or desire that affects transformations through powerful, unseen magic. She uses this energy without fear because she feels a deep connection to community and the earth. She is the archetypal, free, and independent woman who knows how to use the life force, chi, or kundalini energy. Now, if I'm going to play with strength at 11, which is a master number, you better believe I want Bridget the goddess to show up. So Mother Peace Tarot sets it up that way. And that's the energy that's running today, which is so close to her feast day and the feast day of Oya. And as we speak about change and the things that are showing up in life, one of the hardest things to do is to learn how to flow with it. Because we might not like all the things that are showing up as change. But one of my favorite women, as a shout out to Black History Month, Nina Simone, posted something. Well, Nina didn't post anything, but someone posted Nina's words. I'm like, yo, Nina Simone on Facebook, I'll have to drop this phone right now. I would. But she said something about sanity and change that I knew I wanted to grab for the show. And Nina Simone, who's an amazing jazz vocalist, they call her the High Priestess of Soul. And since 2 is a High Priestess Day, 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2, High Priestess, it makes sense to have her join us. So Nina says, said, what kept me sane was knowing that things would change, and it was a question of keeping myself together until they did. Nina Simone, as a strong woman. But how do I really feel about change? I'm not a fan. I don't sign up for the change bus. I just realized that I just better have enough change for the bus. Get on that bus. Because anything that I resist, it doesn't go away. I mean, it actually persists. I mean, it's a universal law, and people say it. But when we resist change, we resist growth. When we resist growth, we miss opportunities that are right there for us, gifts to unwrap. So change with a willing heart is about understanding that you have the strength and the power within you. Whether you call me up for a psychic tarot reading, or whether you have a life coach or a minister or whoever you're using to navigate the journey, real change doesn't happen unless you have a willing heart. Anybody could, you know, play Simon Says. Simon Says, lift your arm. Simon Says, drop it down. Simon Says, go to work. Simon Says, watch the Super Bowl when you don't feel like it. Did I go there? Yes, I did. Let me stop. But real freedom is not listening to what Simon says. Real freedom is stepping into your heart and deciding, yes, I want to eat that. I don't want to eat this. I feel good about that. And every decision I'm going to make is going to be from a willing heart. Now, granted, I did share a story where I got hijacked yesterday, but clearly I had a willing heart to have my daughter come and kidnap me and take me out to dinner. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. So once I stopped fussing and complaining about all the stuff I had to do and surrendered to the moment, I got to receive more gifts in the moment. Some other things about change that I'm playing with. As I'm going to my cards, I see you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Thank you, Kia Hypnosis, for letting me know that Belle is asleep. Oh, Belle. Sweet dreams to you, darling. That's her little girl, her little two-year-old girl, who's just such a princess. I thought it might be fun if I might pull a card or pull some cards for the week and what's coming up. Before we release the show. Absolutely. So I'm going to shuffle my cards three times and see what the cards have to say about change with a willing heart. And how are you feeling in this moment? 347-426-3346 is the number. You've got more time to call in. Well, a little bit of time for me to pull my cards and see what they have to say for you. But in the meantime, while we figure out what our next steps are, I am going to pull these cards for myself, for all of us. Three-card draw for what's brewing and shaken for next week. What I am hearing very strongly, people, is that this week it is important to play. I've got the Six of Cups reversed. The Six of Cups is a wishing well. These people are energetic and full of life and energy. Oh, excuse me, I said Six of Cups. That's a Nine of Cups because it's reversed. You got to watch that when you play with reverse cards. Nine of Cups, wishing well. It's almost like a lover's card in terms of energy. You have all these rude people running around doing acrobatics, and they are just enjoying this moment in life. It's reversed, which means we need to tap into that energy to make it happen. Finding those places within us that make us expand and grow and make us want to connect to our inner child, that's what the wishing well is. And, by the way, Bridget is connected to wishing wells and throwing pennies in the fountains to make wishes come true. Lots of springs connected to her energy. So the focus around that water and the wishing well and tapping into your emotional energy is inviting you in this moment to connect with that wishing well energy for yourself, that your wishes have already come true. Not that you're waiting, not that you're lounging, but to step into the feeling and the emotion of, I have what I most desire, even if it's in my imagination. What I most want is already here. And then you open your eyes. It happens to be true. Now, if you happen to wake up with Denzel, I didn't tell you to do that. Focus on those things that bring you desire and joy in your life. And I hear you, Celeste, that's Denzel. No, he's married. I'm just saying. The true desires of your heart, not your little crushes, but the things that you know once you understand what your birth cards are, when you understand your purpose, when you step into the power and the majesty of all the ancestors who've come before you. You're their hands, you're their ears, you're their eyes. Ask yourself today at the wishing well, what is it they most wanted me to do? For me, yes. But is there some good that I can do in the wake of my family line is what I'm getting at this moment. Then we have the Three of Discs. It's women coming together to build a house. So instead of pretending to be a hermit like me, make sure you go out. You want to nurture your own dreams and your desires, but it also helps to connect with people of like mind and spirit in our communities. And then, my friends, you become the Ace of Swords, a strong communicator, speaking the truth, living your life in your mind, in your body, in your heart, and your spirit. So next week, the true focus is on understanding. You got it. You got the strength. You've got the power at the wishing well. You can build community, and you can stand on the mastership of truth and connections. So, that is what's coming up for next week. You are listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. My call-in number is 347-426-3346. Time is doing what time does, but I don't want to miss this opportunity to thank all of you for being with me and hanging with me tonight, because you have so many options and so many things. This just, you know, asking for your attention. I want you to pay your attention to the things that are going to feed you. So I hope that that's what we were able to do tonight. I want to invite you to come back and join us next week. The Ask Life Coach A Day radio show has some phenomenal shows lined up. Absolutely. The Brothers panel will be coming back with Abena, Kazembe Abena, Shandi Umam, and Don Wolf, Keeper of Story. It's going to be an open forum show, powerful opportunity to share what you know, what you've been experiencing, any questions you might be afraid to ask. Definitely the way to go. Call in. And then on Tuesday, we have Monique Ruffin, who is a spiritual sister and friend to the show, who is really going to be talking about the power and strength of taking care of self. This woman practices what she preaches, and she doesn't even preach. She lives by example and happens to share her work with us as a writer. Monique will be here because we're going to activate the love matrix on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show for the month of February. Don't forget to join Ambassador Safira for the play experience. You got me. Oh, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern for Mbasa. And hey, the sounds of soul. Let me tell you about that soul trade. Life Coach Today was off the chain last night, and his show is going to be playing again tonight. I just want to make sure I've got that right. If you missed it yesterday, don't despair. Because you will have an opportunity to check out an encore show. I do believe it's tonight at 12 a.m. Eastern. I just want to make sure I'm not telling stories over here. As we continue, yeah. Sunday, February 2nd, which is what it is. If you did not get to party on a soul train with Adeyemi Nifuoshe last night, you get to hear a rebroadcast of his show. 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern, Sounds of Soul, 12radio.com, off the chain. And make sure you join him every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Hello, time changes. And oh my goodness, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you before next Sunday. Y'all, we got a Mercury retrograde coming up. Now don't fear. Just check your stuff twice. And as for me, I'll be making sure three times I have my keys before I leave the house. Cannot tell you how many times I've locked myself out in the midst of a Mercury retrograde. It just reminds me to slow down because I do move too fast. And when Mercury retrograde comes along with this, you know, energy around communications and writings and making sure that we're clear, it definitely, I use it as a vacation to evaluate and review what my life is and what I want to do, instead of being afraid that if I sign that contract, everything's going to blow up. I know Mark Husson from 12radio.com actually has bought cars during Mercury retrograde, and he's a master astrologer. So if Mark's not afraid, I'm not either there. And we also have some great shows in the archives about the Mercury retrograde if you want to familiarize yourself with that. Whew. Change with a willing heart. Here it is. Embrace everything that's showing up in your life. Okay, show's over. Be willing to embrace everything that's showing up in your life, and you'll find yourself not tripping as much. Hey, Electra, I see you. It's taken the longest time to log into the chat room. I have no idea, but you can always rejoin us in the archive, honey. The party will continue. Hey, Electra, I know you're watching the Super Bowl. Who's winning right now? What's the score? That's Electra in the chat room, one of our faithful listeners. Thank you for being here. I want to thank Life Coach today for being on the phone lines as well. We just took over your studio tonight, man. And don't worry, I'm not going to bring you out on the air. I'm just going to see intuitively if I could think of which song to release this amazing show where I did it all by myself. Okay, well, not all by myself. Yvette, thank you so much for screening the calls tonight. I want to find something really smooth for us to go out with. You know, we started out with Bridget Bryant's Soft Place. We played with these fire goddesses of Oya and Bridget, the number 11, master number, strength, gentle persistence. And then we had two for the high priestess hiding underneath. So it was a powerful night, and I want to thank you guys again for joining me. I love you. Make sure you love yourself as I continue to find out what groove. It's like I'm at home. It's like I'm like, okay, I want to end with a song that speaks to my spirit. What is it? I know what it is. It's what I've done. If you want to have change with a willing heart, well, I think you need to swallow your fears. See you next week, family. State of Man, Reverb Nation. State of Man is where you can find John Stringer and his amazing band. I swallowed my fears tonight. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to grow. Thank you, family, for hanging with me. Peace out.
Things that hold you back from me.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.